right. Today's movie review is called The Mauritanian. It is starring Jodie Foster and Benedict Cumberbatch. It also stars Shailene Woodley from the Divergent movies, where I know her from. This movie is about a detainee in Guantanamo Bay by the name of Mahamadou Al-Salahi, who was in Guantanamo a total of 14 years. And that's not to mention how long he was in Germany detained, also in Afghanistan, and is also in Mauritania, the country that he's from. All because of his so-called ties to Osama bin Laden. Apparently, he answered a call from his brother, who I guess handed the phone to Osama bin Laden. Somehow indirectly, he actually spoke to Osama bin Laden. The film was about trying to get him out of Guantanamo Bay and the story from the side of the defense, but it also showed the side from the prosecution's point of view. Who the prosecutor was played by Benedict Cumberbatch, and the defense attorney was played by Jodie Foster, brilliantly played by both actors. Now, I'm also reading the book called The Guantanamo Diaries, which is the writings of Mahamadou while he was in Guantanamo. His attorney told him to write down stuff, and so he wrote these things down so they could be used in his defense, ultimately. Now, I'm in the middle of listening to that book, and then I discovered that there was a movie based on the book and his story. Now, from so far, I'm only a few chapters in. The book is primarily covering his experience, Mahamadou. I haven't gotten to whether or not it covers his attorneys or anything like that. But what's neat about the movie is you get to see it from the side of the prosecution and from the side of the defense attorney trying to free this man, at first trying to discover, is he really guilty or is he innocent? In the film, I'm going to enter spoiler territory. It was discovered that the government did not want to release any of the documentation on him, on all of the stuff that they did to him while he was in Guantanamo. And they find out that eventually they get like just dozens of boxes released to the defense and to the prosecution, or just released all this documentation in a flood of information. It's discovered that Mahamadou had confessed to all these different things, being a plotter of 9/11 and coordinating it and all this stuff. And so what had happened is the U.S. government allegedly was torturing him. They told him they were going to ship his mother out to Guantanamo and put her in the prison if he didn't confess. And so basically, it was an illegal confession. But in the movie, Shailene Woodley's character was like, he confessed. Why are we trying to defend a guilty man who's confessed? And it wasn't found out until later that that was a confession that was made in duress, which isn't admissible in court, which is illegal. So anyway, this was a fascinating tale, and it was very well done, and it was really interesting. And I'm glad that Jodie Foster's still making movies. And this is a great project for her to be in. It was entertaining. It was gripping. It was a real life, true story. The actors that were all involved were really, really convincing. And I really enjoyed this movie. And for that reason, I would give it 5 stars. Definitely a must see. I forgot to mention there's a point in the film where Jodie Foster's character is meeting with Mahamadou. By this point, she realizes that he's not guilty of all the things that he's been accused of, and really he's had a rough time. I'm not sure how many years he had been in jail at this point, like 7 or 8 years, and it was just she put her hand on his hand, and it struck me as an emotional point that not even the ending hit me like that. A little bit, you know, where tears came to my eyes, just that human connection right there. And of course the ending was, to me, it was more of a satisfying, happy sort of ending, not something that would bring tears to your eyes. It could, but not mine. I just want to speak to that emotional point.